Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finharps captain Declan Boyle. Well, Declan, I suppose we'll start with Finharps themselves. They earned a draw away to Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, a big point for Finharps on the road. Not an easy place to go, Tallaght, to get a result. And, you know, I suppose after the disappointment of losing against Sligo Rovers and putting in such a good performance at home, it's great to get something out of that big game. And, yeah, listen, after a two-week break as well, sometimes that can go against you. Because the performances from Finharps have been very good of late, and yeah, it's a big point. And you know, you go up to Tallaght and you end up conceding very early on, and the writing could be on the wall to get us a hammering. And yeah, so to dig deep and shows great resilience from the players, obviously. And Adam Foley again on the night scored a very crucial goal and big point, and it keeps everything flowing, and you know, it's about getting points on the board, and that's what they've done. You know, at the end of the day, it's only 1 point, but still it brings confidence into the next game.
Yeah, and were they deserving of that point then, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you know, it's, I suppose, Shamrock Rovers against every team that they play against have a large possession of the ball, and they keep the possession very well. They retain it. They've great, good players who are comfortable keeping possession. So the game plan was to sit a wee bit deeper and to confine the space and no space in behind them, and that's what they've done. So, they rode their luck at times, and Martin Ginley had produced one or two good saves. But, yeah, they still have a few chances themselves in the counter-attack, and that's the great thing about it is when you do play with a low block, there is that opportunity to have space when you do counter-attack, and if you can penetrate them very quickly, and they create a couple of chances themselves. So they, I suppose, the game plan from Molly was very positive, and in regards to, you know, how they played, sat in and tried to hit them in the counter attack, and they played very well, and yeah, it's a big point to go up there and get a result against Shamrock Rovers, who would have been out obviously looking for three big points to start after the break, to start off very well. But yeah, big result. But it just shows you how well they've been playing and the good players. So, you know, it's not a shock by any measure to go up there and get a draw.
And you mentioned another goal for Adam Foley. He's the joint top scorer in the league. How important is he for this Harps team?
Yeah, crucially, really important, and to keep him fit as well. You know, and that's, I suppose, on a positive, it's great that he's scoring goals. You know, he took his goal very well. He had very little space coming in off the right-hand wing. It was a great ball in behind the defender from Brian McNamee. He ran into the space, and the defender would come across and cut out the space for him. So he had nowhere really to go, and he was going to an angle, and the only place he could put it was low underneath Alan McManus's legs, and that's what he'd done, and ended up into the net. So it was a great finish. Yeah, playing really very well, I suppose, scoring a lot of goals, up joint top goal scorer. And I suppose it's imperative that we keep him fit because we're not getting goals from too many other places.
Yeah, and we'll leave Harps for a minute then. They've played Derry City next in the North West Derby. But Derry themselves, they drew 1-1 on Friday night with Bowes. Mark Walsh netted the late equaliser there. That extends their unbeaten run to 6.
Yeah, I mean, they keep getting results. Rory's come in, done an excellent job. Their away form has been better than their home form. And they've won, I know, games on the bounce away from home, and they get a lot of draws at home. But they left it late. Bowes were coming up to the Brandywell in good form. They've scored a lot of goals over the last 4 or 5 matches. But yeah, to score so late on, you know, it feels like nearly like a one for them. So they're going to bring in a lot of confidence from that. It's great to see Mark Walsh getting on the score sheet. I think he came on against Bowes in the first round of matches up in Daly Mount, and he's been injured since with his hamstring, so it's good to see him come back in and scoring late on. So they'll be bringing confidence into the big derby on Friday night, so we're all looking forward to it, and there'll be hopefully there'll be some spectators at the game too, so it'll add to the occasion, obviously. Yeah, but big match for both clubs. Both teams are very close together on the table now, so it's if we can get a good atmosphere in a summer game to the Sligo Rovers game, which was an excellent game on the night, so we're looking for the same sort of performance from both teams, and yeah, looking forward to that game on Friday.
So safe to say both teams are kind of coming into this game in a good bit of form then?
I think so, yeah. I mean, both teams are going well. I suppose the last time Harps would have played Derry weren't going particularly well that time. And Harps obviously got a big victory in the Brandywell. So, yeah, so listen, I do believe that Rory's done an excellent job. So, you know, and there, obviously, Ollie's come in and, you know, they're in really good position as well. And yeah, I mean, there's plenty of confidence within both squads, so let's hope we get a good free-flowing match and a few goals to that as well, and that'll actually make it more enjoyable to watch, obviously. But yeah, listen, it's one of those games what you look forward to, and you know, it's great that it's here, obviously, and the spectators will add to that occasion and create a better atmosphere. But yeah, listen, it's a big game for both clubs, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then the other game on Friday night, it was an upset with Waterford beating Dundalk 3-1. Can that result help them climb the table?
Yeah, I mean, they've leapfrogged now Longford, and they're sitting at 9 points with Longford and 7 points. What a result that was from Waterford. I mean, you know, it's an incredible result. You just don't know what you're going to get with Dundalk at the minute. You know, some days they're very good, and their home form, similar to Derry, hasn't been good at all. They've lost a lot of games away from home, and you know, and they scored with Patrick Hogan penalty, and that was in the 31st minute. So then you're expecting them then to go on and dominate the game. What they did, they created a lot of chances. Brian Murphy produced three wonderful saves as well, and kept that at 1-0. And from that, John Martin then came on and he scored in front part as well. He scored in the 44th and John the 75th minute. And Shane Griffin scored in the 63rd minute as well. And I mean, it's a big result for them. And new manager coming in as well. And they only took one day off of the break. They had a mini pre-season. And so the new manager came in and got them a lot better and got them a lot more organised. And they got the rewards and a big 3 points for them. And will that kickstart their season? Time will tell. I mean, it gives them an opportunity, 3 points. And yeah, I mean, that's the Waterford's first one in 8 matches. So that just tells you, you know, but... You know, it's, I suppose, from a disappointing aspect of Dundalk, I mean, they should be beating Waterford comfortably with the quality of players they have and the bench that they have and the budget. You know, they should be beating them. And there's a lot of question marks over Dundalk at the minute in regards to, you know, everything that's happening and having no manager, and Jim and Jilton's their sporting director, now interim manager. Will they get in a manager? There's a lot of questions there need to be answered, but... invariably, the players aren't producing stuff on the pitch, and it's going to be a very interesting second half of the season for them.
Yeah, and finally then, Sligo lost 2-1 to Drogheda on Saturday night. How much will that hurt them, knowing they could have been 3 clear at the top if they'd won?
Yeah, but it was just a bad performance by Sligo. I think Drogheda were better for a large proportion of the games. I think they played very well, good intensity, and Drogheda obviously beat Harps as well there with Dave Massey, late free kick, but they've produced good performances away from home, Drogheda. They've got really good balance to their team. They have a strategy. Tim Clancy likes to play. They like to play on the front foot, and they've high energy and work rate, but they, you know, they totally dominated and deserved the 3 points against Sligo Rovers. Sligo Rovers then pushed, made a few substitutions at half-time, changed it up a wee bit. Johnny Kenny came on up front, gave him a wee bit of pace up behind. But it was very late on. Shane Blaney, who made his home debut for Sligo Rovers on his first start, he scored a looping header just about 2 minutes to go or so, not obviously, but that was too little too late for them. But yeah, interesting one. You know, didn't expect that one. But Drogheda have been going very well. They're in fourth spot in the league, not that far, into 5 points off first or second. So yeah, they've been going very well, but yeah, disappointing result and performance by Sligo Rovers, and didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I suppose all eyes are set now for the North West Derby on Friday night.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, it'd be interesting. You know, it's a game that we all like to watch. Yeah, so both teams playing very well. As we chatted earlier, they've all got good players on show, plenty of confidence. And yeah, so it's one of those games that can go either way. You just don't know how it's going to go. Harps, obviously, a big result in the Bannockburn and the first round of matches, and beating them 2-1. And Adam Foley scoring a really good a good goal up in the Bannockburn. So yeah, it's, you know, who scores first could be different. Can it be tight? It probably will be tight overall, but hopefully we might get an early goal and that might kickstart an avalanche of goals. But yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Thanks for joining us today, Declan, on Sunday Sport.